Today on Tech Daily, we are talking about the evolution of bill payments in Australia, and on the line from PayPal Australia is Emily Burks. G'day, Emily.
Hi, Andy.
Emily, looking at the figures compiled by PayPal from various sources, I see that 60% of Australians now pay their bills online. How quickly have we come to that point, over the years? Perhaps maybe a bit of a history lesson in bill payments for me.
Quite interesting for us to take a look back, right back to, you know, early settlement in Australia and the rum trade and how that became the real way for people to pay for goods and services back in the day. And then an interesting stat that I really liked was Sydney Water started issuing bills as early as 1888, and they actually hand wrote their bills from then up until the 1950s. So a few people would have had a busy time handwriting out all those bills. So we've definitely seen an evolution from, you know, traditionally in person, then moving to paper-based, more recently into electronic payments, and then right now we're really in the age of mobile payments when it comes to bills.
It is interesting to see that despite now the ability to pay most bills online, it is interesting to see that almost half of the population has in fact copped a fee for paying their bill late. You'd think there'd be almost no excuse. People are getting their either have the ability to pay it very quickly online, or they're getting reminders in their email. What's the solution to this?
Well, I mean, I'm one of those people. I get the letter in the mail, I open it, I go, oh, got to pay that, put it on the kitchen bench, and then I forget about it for a couple of weeks. So what we're wanting to move towards is really that more instant form of payment. So people, as soon as they get the bill, they can pay it straight away. There's no that need to take that paper bill to your desk or your computer and then log in and pay and those types of things. So it's more about quick, easy, convenient payments.
Of course, PayPal has been moving into the bill payment space, not just shopping or sort of eBay payments. What sort of bill providers now offer the option of paying bills via PayPal, and are there extra fees involved?
We're working with Telstra, so we've just brought bill payments to Telstra in the last month or so, and there's really two ways that you can pay your bill via PayPal, either online on the Telstra website or via their 24/7 app. And one thing that's really appealing to consumers with Telstra and PayPal is that if you pay your Telstra bill with PayPal, you incur no surcharge, whereas if you pay with your credit card, you do. So that's one, benefit straight away. And then also with Australian Power and Gas, we've got them working with PayPal on their website, but we're also moving towards having an SMS billing functionality with them as well, which will allow people to get a text message that says, hi Andy, your water bill is due, do you want to pay now? And then in a couple of clicks you can pay or set up a recurring payment with PayPal.
That sort of leads me on to my next question. I was just going to ask, is there much setup involved? Obviously, you'd have to have a PayPal account, but in terms of connecting that with your bill provider, is there much involved?
No, it's very similar technology as you would if you've got a PayPal account and you shop with PayPal. So it's very much just using PayPal as a payment option and then putting in your PayPal password to securely access your funds through that way.
Okay, for more information on paying bills via PayPal, can I check in with the PayPal site or go to my bill provider and see what they have on offer?
Yeah, exactly. You can either go to paypal.com.au to have a look at where we accept payments, or you can look at your utility provider.
Excellent. Emily Burks from PayPal Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Pleasure. Thanks, Andy.